Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
My heavens, look at this. 7-8-9-9-1. Ooh, September 1st. Hi, here we are. You want to celebrate 1st September or not? You like as things
come I like moving being, forward yeah. in the year because winter yes. is my favorite.
Ah, good for you. We'll have lots of good fights about that then. That's perfect. 7 after the hour. It is September 1st. Hi. Labor Day next Monday, we'll be on the air to, well, I shouldn't say we, I'll be on the air, she won't be on the air, but Jennifer will be here with me, that'll be fun, we'll have a little of the good old times, good old days, yada yada, so those of you who want to wake up on the right side, bright side, the right conversation will be yours, and do is turn the radio on, right? Or turn on your device, whatever it is that you're listening to Good Day Show on. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's see, what do we have going on here? Oh, the first thing. First things first. Money first. And then, what, money, what is it? Money talks, BS walks. So, you ought to know that this portion of the program is brought to you by O'Reilly. If your check engine light is on, don't ignore it. That'd be pretty silly. Go by an O'Reilly Auto Parts store and let their professional parts people scan your vehicle. Doesn't cost you anything. They'll retrieve the codes, discuss the problem, fix the problem with you, discuss the solutions, and help you find a professional technician if your car really needs it. Check engine light diagnosis, repair advice, all that good stuff, and the right tools, the right parts, get everything you need. From the pros, the pro parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly. I should probably be the person that does that jingle right, instead
you
of.
You should.
Yeah, right. Sarah Palin didn't make it. Her comeback failed. The Democrats won the only House seat, that is U.S. Representative, U.S. House seat in Alaska. And that's sort of an interesting reality, because most people certainly have more recognition now. Is this in the lower 48 versus Alaska? You've got three stations in Alaska. Interesting to hear on our social media from some folks up there. Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. Are you surprised that Sarah Palin lost? After all, her pal Donald Trump was up there. I don't think he ever went up there, but he certainly went sang her praises. So instead, Representative Don Young is being replaced by some lady that I never heard of before named Mary, is it Peltola? I don't even
that's,
think she got
that's what I
much
think it is, yeah.
coverage.
She had a good amount of votes, over 91,000 to yeah. Palin's 85,000, just under 96.
So this lady is the first Democrat to hold a seat in 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the first woman, she's an Alaskan native. So there's a lot of stuff that I guess we could call firsts here.
Yeah. Yeah, the first woman, the first indigenous Alaskan.
Yep. They used ranked choice ballots. So I want to talk about the election. We're having an election in Massachusetts next Tuesday. And the politicians sort of, Massachusetts is controlled by Democrats, like most other liberal states. It's not a judgment, it's just a fact. And so under the circumstances, they're all crowing about all the wonderful things that they did to make it easier for you to vote. Early voting, mail-in voting, the fact that you don't have to identify yourself, come on down, you can vote. It's disgusting, as far as I'm concerned. I think it's un-American. It's outrageous. So those of you who think this is a swell idea, you're welcome also to comment. Maybe Jay's got a better question than just, what do you think of this on our social media? We'll use the comments probably on the Talk Radio Countdown show that airs in part tomorrow, or our review of what's going on. The bottom line here is that the process has been corrupted. It's been, they'll tell you it's been enhanced. It's much easier now for you to vote. We can, the people who are disenfranchised can vote. Hello, how are people disenfranchised? People say that they can't get a driver's license. Why? What am I missing here? Or you can't have any kind of identity. Why? Why can't you get some sort of identification so that people, when you go to vote, know that it's you who's casting your vote, not somebody else who is saying they're you and they know you can't be there? Or what? I don't know. I do know that I think it's unreasonable, it's un-American, it's unnecessary. The process has just been overwhelmingly driven and pushed. And again, I'm looking at all the people, a lot of people in Massachusetts who I have either voted for or have respect, and I don't disrespect them for this. I just think it's so obvious what they're doing. They keep saying it's all about getting people to participate. Why can't they participate? Nobody's ever answered that question. I've been asking that question since all this stuff got started, and nobody's had a good answer that I've ever heard. Have you ever heard a good answer, Jay? Why do we have to have early voting?
And why isn't anybody really discussing elongating the voting process? Where, like, let it be a whole week. Let it happen on weekends. I know a lot of people still work on weekends. If it's at least more than just one day just give more opportunity. And employers, give your employees more opportunity to get out and vote.
It just doesn't make any sense. Maybe I've had this conversation too many times already, and people have heard my point of view. The business about Sarah Palin losing, it doesn't make any difference to me. I don't know anything about this Mary Peltola at all, but you can be sure in a state like Alaska, where there are more natives or indigenous people than in most other states. I remember once it was Alaska for Alaskans. I don't remember how long ago that was. You probably don't remember that. You ever remember hearing that slogan? Alaska for Alaskans. So that was a push to get more locals running for office, participating in the program and the process, and getting more people elected, and getting more of these of the local people in the pool of candidates. Is Sarah Palin a native Alaskan? She born up there, lived up there. She remembers she was the mayor of Wasilla, Alaska. So I wonder whether she was born there. I don't remember. In all the hoopla when she was running for vice president with John McCain, all that stuff that went with her. I remember.
She went to college in Idaho. No, she was born in Idaho.
Idaho, okay. How'd she get to Alaska? She marry a guy from Alaska? Women always ruin their lives by marrying some guy and moving away from where they want, and men do that too.
I was going to say, I know some guys who did that.
Yeah? Anybody you know?
Yeah, I know some guys who did that.
Mm-hmm. Nobody that you're married to, though.
Well, he didn't ruin his life, but I know guys who have, like what you said, ruined their lives by following somebody.
Yeah. All right, anyway, so much for that. That's the only election that seems to have had a lot of attention yesterday. And then the Democrats would be crowing, one more Democrat. And the Republicans say, those liberals there, they've ruined Sarah Palin's career.
Well, the election primaries kicked off August 16th. It's just it's finally wrapping up because of the ranking system that they were doing.
Yeah, but I don't think there would be a lot of talk about politics next Wednesday when there are a number of eastern states especially that are having their primary day. The bottom line to all of this, let's not toss out all the conversation we've had at this point, but remembering that the primary, and this year there seems to be some echo of this, because more people have been participating in primaries numbers-wise than has been the case before. Now, people can say, well, that's because it's easier to vote. I don't know. whether that belies my argument or not. It's a good thing to have more people voting no matter what the election, but especially in the primary, because the primary is where the real decisions are made. This comes from my days of civics and understanding the system, and I guess maybe as a student of political science, looking at these various things that add up to either people being enthusiastic and wanting to go because they understand how important this is, or they don't understand, they don't care, they're lazy, you know, that kind of, leave it to somebody else, right? You heard that. Leave it, let somebody, everybody else will vote, I don't need to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So go vote. If you still have an opportunity, if you haven't had your primary yet, make sure you get out and vote, because there are lots of things at stake. Always are, but it seems there's more. With each passing election, doesn't it seem like there's more at stake? You feel that as you get...
I didn't know if it was because I was getting older and more aware of things, or if it just genuinely is this way.
Mm. Well, genuinely important, that's for sure. So don't sit in the sidelines, please. And most people who listen, the culprits are not the folks who listen to these sorts of programs. Most people who are listening to conversation radio are engaged in the first place, so they're going to go vote. But maybe it's up to you a little bit if you value the system or value, you know, you're making sure that whatever it is that you think ought to happen, and get your friends, make sure your family, everybody gets out to vote. All right? There it is. Do I sound like a lecturer? I hope I don't. I'm just...
You sound passionate.
Tired
of
people.
What we need more of today's world.
Yep. More passion for the person you love, just more passion for work, more passion for everything, whatever your beliefs are. Hold on to them. I have something I believe strongly, that the Thunderstorm air purifier will fix it so you don't have to breathe dirty air anymore. You got such stuff in your house that smells... It'll be fixed with the Thunderstorm air purifier. You have worries about viruses. Yeah, as we go forward, viruses aren't going to go away. The technology here kills and prevents spreading of mold, fungus, mildew, anywhere you put it in your home. This technology kills dangerous black mold. Wow. If you have a smelly, musty house, you need to go online to EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code DUG3, save $200, get 3 Thunderstorms, these air purifiers that are so wonderfully efficient, for under $200. And shipping is free. Check it out at EdenPureDeals.com.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the DUG3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200. EdenPureDeals.com. Shipping is free.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can
do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Right. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The CDC is trying to do a better job than they did with COVID-19, and they're trying to stay ahead of this because I think they've realized that they have fell far short with COVID-19, so I think they're trying to...
But the pendulum looks like it's going the other way. The monkeypox not only affects humans, apparently, it's animals. A dog has monkeypox.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Time for us to dig into the dirt, Jay. Social media following and trending. The latest from Chris Noth. I don't know. I'm a fan, but I never pronounced the name. It's Noth. Yeah, okay. So a fellow that's been acting in any number of television programs and movies for 40-some-odd years. He had a problem. He's faced it. And like so many of these things, a lot of talk and no action. I'll tell you what I think and what I mean by that statement after this.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
All right, so here's the latest story, a disgraceful reality, whether he's been disgraced. Well, the accusations, Jay, against Chris Noth the fact that he supposedly did this, that, or the other thing to a couple of women, right? It was a couple of women that came.
Yeah, sexual assault allegations, although no charges have ever fully been brought on. But he did lose a lot of work because of this, and it's the whole guilty before proven innocent, guilty by association. So other companies, other productions didn't really want to have any relationship with him while he's going through this. But he's returned to acting, in a sense, way off of Broadway in Massachusetts. He did a one-night reading. He produced, he directed, he starred in The Rhinoceros, Rhinoceros, at St. James Place in Great Barrington. And apparently it was well-received. He had a standing ovation at the end. He cast a whole bunch of local talent. It was a sold-out production. People were excited about this.
He always loved acting. I remember once talking to him. He loved acting on stage. The television stuff, he got a start on stage, and then he got the job in Law and Order, and we all know he's been Mr. Big, and he's been all over the place playing character roles in movies and television for a long, long time. When he was accused of this, he was taken off of The Equalizer, which is a show that he really liked doing, and he and Queen Latifah obviously are good friends, and so it was awkward, the whole thing was messy, and yet, this is what, 8 months into it, and nobody said a peep since the charges. And I would think the people that run these production houses would feel a little guilty. Here's a good actor that has contributed to lots of TV and movies and that sort of thing in theater, and this is it. You know, he owns a theater off Broadway that has been pretty active for a long time as well. So, anyway, that's the latest at 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. General Motors OnStar has announced a new brand identity, ushering in the next generation of what safety and security means to its members and community. As part of the next chapter, OnStar is launching a modern, simpler design that represents its commitment to elevating the standards of safety and security. And now OnStar is expanding its services to include motorcycle riders. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, website toploss.com.
What Calitrin really does, in addition to the rebuilding the lean muscle tissue, is it helps repair your digestive tract. So it does help everything stay moving and stay, you know, healthy. So it's great for even if you have acid reflux. You know, we have some people who take it for that because it helps repair that lining. It's great for tissue repair and then, again, muscle repair too. So a lot of people take it for arthritis, joint pain, and then, of course, for the weight loss too. Now, everybody's super busy. It's the buy three, get three free. It is on our capsules, liquid, and new powder, flavorless powder form. It's on our website, toploss.com. And in addition to that, that special right there also has the free shipping. Now, if you want free shipping on everything, you can use the code Doug. That's going to get you free shipping on all orders. That's at toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also call us toll free, 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Department of Justice and President Trump continue to trade legal jabs, the FBI released a photograph of papers they say a former president should not have. Trump's lawyers claim the photograph of papers strewn about the floor was staged for effect. Trump attorney Alina Haba.
I have been down there. I'm down there frequently. I have never seen that. I have never, ever seen that. That is not the way his office looks. They literally must have gone in and taken out documents they wanted or cover letters, as it is, and put it about so that the public believes that this is top secret documents that were on his floor.
A neutral special master to look to see if what the FBI did was legal will be decided today by a Florida judge. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said Wednesday night that immigrants will now be bused from the Lone Star State to Chicago, Illinois, in his latest efforts to alleviate the financial strain from President Biden's open border policy. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As President Trump's lawyers claim the top-secret papers photographed and released by the Department of Justice in his Florida home were staged and set up in a way to promote their bias, Representative James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky on Newsmax overnight, says the cover-up by the FBI to justify the raid will not end well.
This isn't appropriate. We're supposed to have oversight over the National Archives. No government bureaucracy should have the authority to be able to send in an FBI team to raid anyone, especially the former president of the United States, without just cause. And from what I've seen, they haven't provided that. This has been nothing but a PR disaster for the FBI. The FBI, every time they try to do something to combat the public opinion, then it just gets worse for them. You know, the American people are losing confidence in the FBI faster than the Democrats can print money in Washington. And they've got a problem and they realize it. And I can tell you it's not going to end well for the FBI.
The Jet Propulsion Laboratory is reporting the MOXIE experiment on Mars is successfully making oxygen on the red planet. Day and night and across seasons, the instrument reliably generates breathable oxygen from the red planet's thin atmosphere. Nearly 100 million miles from Earth, an instrument the size of a lunchbox is proving it can reliably do the work of a small tree. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
There's a 10-year-old boy who saved his mother. Mother had a seizure while she was swimming in the backyard pool. 10 years old. Wow.
That could have been so traumatizing.
Oh, yeah.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's one of those moldy oldies that we all love. I don't know that we all love them. I certainly love them. It's called California Sun. How about that? You like
it's
California?
It's a good one.
Yeah, it is. I was going to go to California this weekend for a quick visit, but that got called off. So what I'll do is spend the weekend doing what I love doing, baling hay. Woo-hoo! And with California in mind, here's some good news, Jay. State utilities in California preparing to launch a pilot project to cover California's irrigation canals. with solar panels. And the house I used to live in down in Santa Monica Canyon had a canal right behind it. So I'm just trying to, those of you in California, mostly it's in L.A., Southern California, the drought, the fact that there is, this actually makes some sense. It may be expensive, but it makes sense. So you put solar panels over the canal. The canals are made out of cement, and they've been there for, I don't know, 40, 50 years. So the idea is cover them, get the sun, and keep the water that are in the canals from being absorbed, from being evaporated back up into the sky.
Yeah, it's like a two-for-one deal.
Yeah.
It's great because we're always seeing, even in movies and in film and TV, where people are drag racing cars on
right,
the concrete.
Down the canals.
Because the, the water is just gone in some locations at times.
Yeah. Right. Well, I didn't have a big one behind my house. I had a smaller one. But, yeah, there are big ones and medium-sized ones. So this is a good idea. And, by the way, the whole, it's called Project Nexus, by the way. It will start in October. They have a state program. I'm sure that there's some federal money involved in this as well. But because they're such, they're wackadoodles on the environment there, they have spent a lot of money. I don't want to discredit this particular idea because I think it's good. There's just a lot of other money that's been thrown at things that's just been plain stupid. But this is a good idea.
All the land clearances that are needed for solar farms, we're always seeing about people who want to initiate a solar farm and then they have to get all these approvals and then the approvals of the town.
Yeah, I'm going through it now.
And it's just, it keeps happening. So this kind of minimizes the need for all of those clearances.
Something good to think about today. Think about this. This is September 1st. Do your bit of good where you are and where you can. And those bits of good put together, those small bits of good put together by everybody, will overwhelm the world. So I think maybe the message in that thought is that everyone listening hopefully will do something good, one good thing. That, for example, that's why I start off pretty much every hour and every half hour with a good news story, because I want us to think about what we can do ourselves. What good thing can you do today is the question to make the world a better place, make your life better. I'm thinking about what a lot of people are thinking and talking about this week. Yesterday was the 25th anniversary, believe it or not, of the death of Princess Diana. So as the week then ensued, there were lots of things that were going on in the background as people prepared to send her off. And on this day, 25 years ago, Elton John was approached by the family to sing a song about her or for her in the funeral. So Elton John, who was a very good friend with Princess Diana, the team of Bernie Taupin and Elton John got together. They decided that the song Candle in the Wind should be reworded, the lyrics reworked, to this song. How many remember this performance?
Goodbye, those roses. May you ever grow in our hearts. You are the greatest place to send where lives were torn apart. Called out to our country, and you whispered to those in pain, now you belong to heaven, and the stars spell out your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset. When the rain set in,
who doesn't remember
and your footsteps
watching him at the piano during the service? It was, by the way, in terms of the service, which was, oh, I think it was the following Monday, it was six days after her death. The funeral was held in Westminster Abbey. So he and Bernie Taupin went back. This song they'd written in 1973 is a tribute to Marilyn Monroe. And the two of them had a lot in common. They both died at the age of 36. There were always things about Marilyn Monroe that people, you know, thought how she died and all of that. But in terms of Diana, there's no question about what happened. And the song, if there was anything, when you watched it, when you listened to it, when you felt the lyric line, you knew that it was probably the best thing. You know, looking back on it, the song proved to be just right for that occasion. There were so many people who sang along with it. It resonated, became a big hit, frankly. The song, they re-released the song with the new lyrics the next day. And it went right to the top of pretty much every pop chart there was. And Bernie Taupin, when he was interviewed, said, was asked why, you know, or where did this come from? Where did Candle in the Wind come from at first? And then when he said it came from a song Janis Joplin did, I remember that lyric line either as well. So at any rate, for those of you who have memories of this, if you're too young, you don't remember it, there are a lot of documentaries that are floating around. There are a lot
of... So many films. Spencer is one of the most recent with Kristen Stewart.
Yes.
As Diana.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's just... It's... I don't know. It gives me goosebumps.
It's still 25 years later, and it still just feels so raw and shocking.
Yep, it does. Isn't it amazing how one person who's been alive since then that's affected the lives of as many people as Diana's? I can't think of one person who's affected lives in a positive way. You know, we can look around and see who is affecting the world, Putin, at this point, probably in a negative sense. But you were right. There were seven movies that were done, have been done over the years about Princess Diana. Take a deep breath. 42 past the hour. In a moment, what does NSPW mean? And how does it apply to conversation? We'll have that after this.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
A postscript to the conversation about Diana. Maybe the reason that she was loved, attitude is one thing, looks is another thing. The way that she went about caring for people in a genuine way. People knew that her activism was genuine. They knew that she meant it. And so, you know, and under the circumstances, I think it turns out in this circumstance that activism can be practiced in gentle ways. You know, there are a lot of radical things that get done and said, but I think there are some simple and profound ways to make the world a better place. If you're, again, thinking about what we do every day and how we approach the day, and it doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be a big, serious thing. It just is something maybe that you feel strongly about, Jay, when you think about what can you do, or do you think about it? I kind of do this. But more the simple act of being, what's the simple act of kindness?
Yeah,
you know that expression?
And that's one of those things where lead by example.
Yeah, right. Or maybe you can fix something. Like yesterday we were talking about the plastic revolution and the things that are being done. You can do something toward that end if you care about it. I mean, there's, frankly, I think one of the most important things to do is to turn off a lot of the sources of information that you, you know, that you confront every day. How about taking a nap? How about that? That's pretty. That's a good
idea.
I'm
a big advocate for naps.
Taking a nap, right. Okay. So I said we would find out what NSPW means, and of course I put my foot in my mouth. It shows you that I don't know what I'm talking about, and I'd be the first to admit that I don't know what I'm talking about. When it comes to the abbreviated phrase or whatever this is, NSFW, like I've said to both James and to Jay, what the heck does this mean? And I was addressed like I was some kind of dummy because I don't know what it means. Never heard it before. But, oh, well, it means not safe for work. Yeah, well, who knows that other than the two of you? Apparently a lot of people, but not me.
So, yeah, it's NSFW started in the early 2000s,
yeah.
And then it was pretty much trademarked in 2007, went into Webster's Dictionary in 2000.
Really? Where the heck have I been when it comes to that?
Well, you're probably not looking, you're probably not seeing anything online that's labeled NSFW. Like sometimes trailers will have a warning of NSFW, or if somebody's sending an email where they have to discuss certain things, and they'll say like NSFW, or don't watch this while you're at work, or kind of a funny video clip, and maybe there's some vulgar language, and they're like NSFW.
All
but
right.
Anyway, there is some the point why we
the
started
point of
talking
this,
about NSFW.
Yeah.
On a Southwest Airlines flight, there is a passenger airdropping some NSFW content.
What do you mean airdropping?
Photos.
He was. What does that mean, airdropping?
Airdropping with phones. It's where you can share content. You can like quickly transfer different files.
So is he using
Apple devices, like iOS devices?
So he's using his iPhone and he's looking at naked pictures. Basically,
not sure if he was looking at them or if he had them or if this was like a planned prank or whatever, but all of the other passengers on Southwest who had their airdrop, who had their phone airdrop setting available to anybody else nearby, they had these nude photos airdropped to the point where they were still on the runway, and the pilot learned about it and kind of had that, like, I'm going to turn this plane around energy when he went over the loudspeaker and was like, okay, stop sending the news. Let's get you guys to Cabo.
Okay, so what I don't understand is that this really shows my lack of understanding of how the technology works. So one person can control what's on the screen of other people. If you're looking at your iPhone, somebody can do
so
something.
So a thing pops up, a little message pops up, and you can choose to accept or to decline it. And it's just based on what your own personal airdrop settings are. So for my airdrop settings, I have it where only my contacts can send me airdrop photos. But other people will have it available to anybody that they are near.
So that's their problem. If this guy's looking at naked pictures and it happened, he wasn't trying to feed it
yes,
to everybody else,
yes,
was he?
Yes, he was.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, it was like a prank.
All right, so that's inappropriate. But it's this. See how complex and complicated all this is? Good God. 10 before the hour. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Doug, who knows nothing at all, apparently.
Hello? Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Farm, food, and family at 53 after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 200,000. It's bad enough at 20,000. 20,000 people have thrown truckloads of tomatoes at each other for an hour, and this is at a time when we are short of tomatoes.
That was my first thought, too. It's this tradition in Spain, and it's this festival. It hasn't been happening for the past couple of years because of COVID. It finally came back, and everybody's so excited. And it's like, okay, somebody needs to tell Spain, like, read the room. But then I learned more about it, and they are rotten tomatoes.
Wow. Okay. Nothing worse than a rotten tomato.
So, okay.
All right, here is the story of a group that has rerouted 250 million pounds of food from landfills to feed people in need. This happens to be a nonprofit headquartered in California that's helping. This is, and California's the worst offender when it comes to this because their rules and laws are stupid.
Everybody's afraid of being sued.
Oh, my God, it's ridiculous. So what they've done here, apparently, Jay, combining a number of different things. We all know what COVID has done, how that has affected and not done us any good in the ability as far as getting food closer to families. So this is a group called Food Forward. They've rerouted 250 million pounds of food from landfills and delivered over a billion servings of fresh produce to people who don't have enough to eat. Food Forward, located in Southern California, they have, this has got to be a logistical nightmare. So they figured it out, and they know where to go. They certainly know where the problems are. They have a refrigerated food distribution center in Southeast L.A., perfect place for it because there are a lot of people that are in need there, that's for sure. They have 350 direct partners. The donations are coming in from all over the place. This is actually good. I can be proud to be a part-time Angelina when I tell a story like this, right?
Oh, yeah. And the amazing thing is that their operation is so locked in that every $1 donated allows them to redirect 10 pounds of food.
Yeah.
From restaurants, grocery stores, farms. Oh,
yeah, right. Exactly. So congratulations to them. In a matter of moments here, the story of... Actually, you're going to accuse me of a lot of bull, but this is not a lot of bull. I assure you there's a story about a bull, but it's not a lot of bull as we continue.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs. We've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
All right, here's the story of an escaped rodeo bull. The folks in Florida at the state fairgrounds in Tampa a little panicked about this. They jumped over the fence, went right for the bleachers.
Mm-hmm.
No injuries reported. People were falling off the
diving out of the way. And the announcer over the loudspeakers like, stay calm. Stay calm, everybody.
Right. Yep. Anyway, there's, and I say this because I have knowledge of it on my farm. I don't have, if I am going to have a bull, I have him out of season for the heifers that need to have service. But you don't keep a bull after 18, 20 months. They can get nasty. Jersey bulls can anyway, so I don't keep them around after that. And then people say, where do they go? They don't they don't have a lot of longevity, let's put it that way. Here's the story from Nebraska. Farm there opened up its workforce to Ukrainians who have come to our country looking for work. People that are leaving Ukraine. So they have this H-2A temporary workers program the federal government has put into place. And the folks at Wolf Farms in Madison County, Nebraska, extended their employment to a couple of Ukrainian workers. So it's a good idea. This is something that's helpful, and we certainly need the help on the farms here, for sure. 59 past the hour. This is the Good Day program.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.